Hello, everyone. This is In the Word Podcast, episode 229. And I'm Will, and Marie is out on assignment today. So I'm doing the podcast solo, but I'm glad that you're joining me. And I hope that you've been following along as we've been talking about the book of Genesis. I'm speaking about the book of Genesis in a series at our church entitled Jesus in Genesis, where I'm making the case, or I'm basically reiterating the fact that the Bible makes the case of the work and presence and person of Jesus in Genesis. And that would be true for the other 65 books of the Bible. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And we know that all things exist through him. We just wanted to kind of touch on a couple interesting things that I think of in Genesis 11 regarding the Tower of Babel, which I think was a very interesting turning point in world history. It gives us the origin of languages, and it gives us the origin of nations, because prior to that, everyone just kind of stayed in one place and did their thing. And God had to come down, as it were, and change things up, shake things up, mainly because humankind was being disobedient. And that's something that sometimes gets lost in this particular account in the Bible. We have heard of this passage in Genesis about the Tower of Babel, probably for those of you that went to Sunday school since Sunday school days. It was always presented as a nice, warm and fuzzy story about people building this really gigantic building, and they were trying to make it reach to the heavens, and God came down and scattered them and changed their languages so that they couldn't understand each other. He confused their languages, hence the term Babel. And so what we perhaps didn't learn or maybe didn't emphasize or remember is that this was a form of punishment. This was a form of discipline, a form of God judging the earth, because once again, they were being disobedient to what God told them to do. He gave them a very simple command over in Genesis chapter 9, I think it's 9, verse 1. Yeah, the New American Standard says, "And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.'" This was post-flood. This was after the waters had rescinded, and there was just this command for Noah, his wife and his three sons and daughters to go out, scatter, and populate the earth. He didn't want them staying in one place, because you know how we are when we congregate and we assemble. Things get out of control. We get out of control, and trouble starts. Mainly maybe because of idle minds, maybe because of people want to feel like there's safety in numbers. But God didn't want any of that, and he told them to go out. And, of course, they did just the opposite. They said, "Hey, come let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens," Genesis 11:4 says, "so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth." The exact opposite of what God told them to do. This is literally during Noah's lifetime. It is almost certain that Noah was still alive. He lived 350 years following the flood, and this particular account only took place somewhere between 100 and 200 years after the flood. So you would think it would be fresh in their mind. Don't mess with God. Don't disobey him. And of course they did. And so I guess one lesson for us to learn here is that let's be obedient. There's no substitute for obedience. Samuel said it's even better than sacrifice. it's even more important to God than even our sacrifices. James 4:10 says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. You don't have to build monuments, towers, and shrines to men and to yourselves and to ourselves for the sake of creating some sort of legacy or big name or a big reputation. Don't do it. God will lift us up when it's our time, if it's our time, when he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it. Jesus said in Matthew 20, verse 16, so the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. For many be called, but few are chosen. Let's magnify the Lord's great name. Let's not worry about building one for ourselves. If we are pleasing in God's sight and we do those things that are pleasing to the Lord, that are acceptable to the Lord, and we show our obedience and our faithfulness to him, he will exalt us or build us up or promote us or move us into whatever position, place, and walk of life that he so chooses. That's God's call. That's God's work. Amen. Dear Lord, we just thank you for your word, and we ask that you would bless us and keep us. Help us to be about humility, about submission to you, about surrender to you. We honor you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. God bless you, and we'll see you next time on In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie.